Like them or not, our whole web of life depends ultimately on the broad and amazing variety of organisms on this planet, including many science has yet to identify. And among those unrecorded millions of life forms are some that inhabit a peculiar branch of the evolutionary tree that reporter Ari Daniel Shapiro recently had the chance to encounter.
Usually it's easy for Louis de Arvang to step outside onto the back doorstep of his lab in Paris and find the tiny creatures he's dedicated his life to.
Yeah, there are many, many.
But today, outside his lab at the National Museum of Natural History, after rooting around in a pile of leaves,
usually they are here.
He can't find any. It's no big deal. It's just too hot and dry. They'll be back. So we head inside the lab. De Arvang brings me over to his microscope, and he pours the contents of a small container into a glass dish.
Okay, we can have a look.
He brings the specimen into focus, and I gaze down the twin barrels of the microscope.
Oh, wow. It's
yellow and black, curved on itself.
It's got six little legs, a pair of antennae, and it looks like a tiny shrimp or insect.
It was an insect till a few years ago.
Meaning that it used to be classified as an insect. Then, around 2000, some DNA work was done on these tiny animals, and they were all recategorized.
It's not an insect, it's not a crustacea, it's a columbula.
A massive reclassification like this is common for things like bacteria, but for animals, it's exceedingly rare. The columbula also go by a more common name, springtails, because a lot of them have a tail-like limb that allows them to spring, to jump.
Many columbula have the jumping apparatus, and they can jump many times their own size, and they jump.
The feature, though, that really makes a columbula is something called a ventral tube. A columbula uses its ventral tube to suck up water and to attach itself to the ground. Now, de Arvang hasn't always been a columbula devotee. When he began his studies as a scientist over 30 years ago, he wanted to focus on beetles, but he couldn't find anyone who'd supervise a beetle project. So instead, he turned to a mentor who happened to have an interest in columbula. And soon, because so little was known about them, he was hooked.
It's the pleasure to find new things outside in your environment.
Is it like looking for little treasures?
Yes. We expect to find something, but we don't know what we shall find.
Over the last several decades, scientists, including de Arvang, have continuously turned up new kinds of columbula. Right now, there are about 8,000 documented species, and there's no sign of things leveling off. Columbula are everywhere.
They are able to adapt to any kind of habitats. They live from the tropics to the coldest place on Earth, the Antarctic, from the deep caves to the canopy of the trees.
De Arvang's traveled the world in search of columbula. He figures he's named hundreds of species, and a handful of them have been named after him. Tetracontella de Arvangi, Nyatizatoma de Arvangi, Palaeonura louisi. And over the years, Louis de Arvang seen certain types of columbula fall on hard times. His early work focused on a group of species that used to thrive on a permanent patch of snow in the Pyrenees Mountains between Spain and France. But as the temperature's gotten warmer, the snow now melts in the summer.
I was studying something disappearing under our eyes.
More recently, he's investigated columbula species that live on a single limestone hill in Vietnam and nowhere else. Now that hill's being blown apart to make concrete, and he's worried these columbula may well be headed to extinction. Wherever de Arvang travels, columbula are an important part of a tiny food web of insects and spiders. But he admits that most people have no reason to care about them.
They are absolutely devoid of any economical interest. It's like that.
There's got to be something that matters to you. You're very passionate about them.
Yeah. I don't like, places where there is too much competition. I think competition is not a good way of life. The good way of life is solidarity.
De Arvang offered to show me what he meant by solidarity, by introducing me to the people he mentors in his lab. His team comes from all over the world, just like his columbula.
I'm Charlene Janion. I'm from South Africa.
My name is Mikhail in Russian. Potapov.
My name is Sun Xin, and I come from China.
My name is Anne Bedos.
I work together with Louis about Colombola also and different projects.
I came to visit Arvang's lab late in the day, and when I left in the early evening, everybody was still there working away, not because they had to, but because they wanted to. People intent on understanding something small about our world, gathered together by a man who cares as much about making a family out of his lab here in Paris as he does about the creatures they all study together. For Living on Earth, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.
Our story on Spring Tales is part of the series One Species at a Time, produced by Atlantic Public Media with support from the Encyclopedia of Life.